This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Financial reports say this is increasingly common. Small businesses cannot get loans from banks these days to do what they want to do, which is become big businesses. But there are other places to find money out there, as more and more entrepreneurs are discovering. Chicago Public Radio's Adrian Hill reports.
There are some companies that are thriving in this economy. One is a web-based business called Gradebeam in Chicago that connects general contractors with subcontractors. It's a little like Facebook. Companies use it to network. And a little like eBay. Construction jobs are bid out on the site.
Let me see if I'm connected here.
Brian Jerwitz is Gradebeam's CEO and is demonstrating how the website works.
Through our tools, our clients, you know, will log into the site. And, for example, if I'm looking for contractors in the Chicago market, I can enter, for example, area codes. Here's for three area codes, 4,370 different companies.
The slowing construction market has been good for this business. More subcontractors are looking for work, and project managers are looking for the best price they can get. And Brian Jerwitz needed money to expand. But when he started talking to banks, he hit a wall.
In a lot of ways, trying to talk with banks at this point in time, they were more interested in finding companies that already almost were established enough to where they didn't need the financing in order to grow the business versus those companies like ourselves, where we've been putting all of our revenue back into sales, back into technology, and growing the business ourselves.
So Jerwitz went hunting for money in other places, eventually finding a group of private investors, known in the small business community as angel investors, who gave his company money up front for a stake in the business. He won't say how much money he got, but it's enough to move ahead with his expansion plans. His company is one of many looking for creative ways to open business, stay in business, or expand as banks continue to tighten their lending practices.
Obtaining financing right now is challenging.
Erica King is the finance consultant at the Women's Business Development Center in Chicago. It's her job to help small business owners and wannabe business owners with the financing process.
We are getting a lot of calls from individuals asking for other solutions. They're wanting to know if there are angel investors out there or if there are grants out there.
King says more and more entrepreneurs are also turning to family and friends for help. That's exactly what Maria Onesto Moran did to get the money she needed to open Green Home Experts, a small retailer that specializes in eco-friendly products. A relative offered her 3/4 of the financing she needed to start the business. She and her husband chipped in the other 25%. She pays back her loan on a regular schedule, but without any interest, and she doesn't have to deal with the uncertain banking system.
We are incredibly fortunate, and I thank God every day that I don't owe my bank any money. I know business owners who have lost their lines of credit. I know business owners who, you know, banked at whatever, WaMu, and now there isn't a WaMu.
Like many entrepreneurs these days, her new business wouldn't have been possible without private funding. By working around banks, her business has some added stability and a better chance at surviving the bumps of a rocky economy. For NPR News, I'm Adrian Hill in Chicago.